sorry I'm late. Rabbi Wiener and I were taking care of some business together. Next week, Be'ez Hashem, I'd like to do Chos Tamim together, but we can't do it in the regular time. So instead, at 6:45, and usually we have regular Musa Chaburs, I'd like to learn Chos Tamidim. And instead, we will have a guest speaker come afterwards during at the 9 o'clock slot. Okay, so we're here in the Hakadama. Such a critical and important piece of the Chovetz Talmidim. I was in America. It was actually Toronto, and there was yeshiva there. They were learning Chovetz Talmidim. And I said, did you do the Hakdama? They said, no, we skipped Hakdama. I said, how could you skip the Hakdama? The Hakdama is so important. This is like so much of the Yisoidos that he's going to give over is here in the Hakdama. Rabbi Avraham Shor, I heard him say, he said that it should be an obligation every father and every malamed, every parent, to learn the Hakdama of the Chovetz Talmidim. This is such an important piece that we're doing right now. Yeah. Okay. So we were speaking about why it is that chinuch is getting so much more difficult than it used to be. And we spoke about how children seem to prematurely come to the opinion that they're capable of making their own decisions, capable of coming to their own conclusions, capable themselves of already choosing a path in life and choosing their outlook, and they're not ready. And for that reason, it becomes much more difficult. So we're on page Yud Ches, Daf Yud Ches, the second paragraph. Lo yidai lilanamed es hanar. It's not enough anymore to teach. Thank you very much. The nar rak shechoyv olav lishmoya lekol hamechanech. That he has to listen to the kol hamechanech. V'suloy, and that's it. It's not enough just tell him you have to listen. Ki lo yoyel bazel bilvad. That alone is not going to work. Ki lo soif yira es raboy lemisnagdoy. In the end, he will look upon his rav as misnagate, someone who's against him, his opponent. The Aritz Zor Olav Kinizkalel, and some sort of foreign dictator that's trying to control him, like we mentioned before. So what should you do? Ha'ikar hu lahachnis beliboy deyazu. This is what you should do. Tell him the following thing. Lahachnis beliboy. Try to get into his heart the following opinion. Sheyeda shehu hanar ba'atzmoy. He should know that he himself, hanar ba'atzmoy, this young man, hu ikur hamechanech. Listen to this unbelievable idea. Talk to him. Say, it's your life. You have to educate yourself. Hu ikur hamechanech. Lo katan v'nar hu. You're not just this little kid. Rak neitzer mate Hashem bekerem Yisrael hu. You are this neitzer matai, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's plant or tree in the kerem of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the kerem Yisrael. In other words, you're someone important. You're someone big. You're the ikur mechanech. Ve'alav hitil Hashem choiv zeh. And on you is the obligation. Ligadel ulechanech es neitzer hazeh. You have this tree, this sapling, which is going to grow to tremendous heights. So whose obligation is it? You yourself. You got to take care of yourself. Le'etz gadol etz achayim, to become this huge tree. V'la'asoysoy le'eved Hashem tzadik v'gadol b'toyra. Whose obligation is it to make a person reach all of what he's capable of reaching? Whose obligation is it to bring out all of the greatness that a person has inside of him? Whose? Every person, it's his own obligation. You have to tell this person, or tell yourself, I'm responsible. Or you're speaking to someone, you're responsible. Now listen to how counterintuitive this is. It's counterintuitive because the whole time, what's he complaining about? He's saying kids, they have their own opinion, they believe that they're, that they have the right to make decisions and everything. So what's he doing? So tell the kid, you should be in charge. It's like, okay, so that's it. I mean, that you're basically, you're playing to this weakness, aren't you? It sounds like this is like a big mistake. If the whole problem is that kids think they know too much, so then you're telling them, okay, buddy, it's your job. That's what we think. But listen to the next paragraph. V'kivon shedaitoi v'ruchoi kitanim. Now, young boy, you're in control, or it's your obligation to get yourself to where your destiny is, to make yourself as great as you could possibly become. Do you know how to do that? Kivon shedaitoi v'ruchai ktanim, meaning that he knows that his das, his intellect, his spirit is still very small. V'toira harbe oidloi lomad, hasn't learned much Torah, doesn't have much experience, doesn't know much halacha, doesn't really know that much about life. Yitzroi mirakeid b'kirboi, then he should be like uneasy, unsettled inside of him. His yetzer should be. Miraculous means to dance. You should be like, I'm in control. L'chein, in pachad Hashem l'neged einav, v'yirahu shelo yechate negdoi. If a person is concerned, he's afraid. V'yirahu shelo yechate, he's afraid that he doesn't want to sin. V'lo yashchis eskerem Hashem tzivakos, he doesn't want to destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's garden. Muchrach hu lishmoyes toiras Hashem v'darkoi mipi rabbi v'aviv. What does a person do if he's responsible and he doesn't have enough experience? He goes to someone that does. He finds himself a coach. He finds himself a mentor. And that's the way a person should feel. Why is he listening to his Rebbe? Why is he listening to his parent? Because he chose them as people that can guide him. Then it's a whole different relationship, as opposed to where you feel like you're being forced to do something that you don't necessarily want to listen to, or you say, look, I can't do this on my own, I just don't know enough, just don't have enough experience. Life's too short to make your own mistakes. You have to learn from others. So let me go to someone has a little bit more experience, that knows a little bit more about halacha, about hadracha, and let them be a coach. Then a person has a whole different attitude. Even the greatest experts in all different fields have coaches. The greatest singers, musicians, all of them with the most phenomenal voices, they all have voice coaches. Because even though they have the talent, you need someone else to be able to make sure that you're staying doing it the right way. Even though he can't sing better than I can, but I need a coach. Even the greatest athletes have coaches. Because a lot of times a person has the ability of fooling himself. We are so good at fooling ourselves and to thinking I'm doing it right, I've got it under control. If a person feels like, okay, you're in control of your life, now what do? You find a coach. and you ask him for guidance. I had a bacher I was once learning with, the Amir Yeshiva. He had a complicated life. Poor kid. His father was worth over $100 million. It's a complicated life. And he wasn't like the great, most studious child in the world, but basically everyone left him alone because his last name was on the building. So he just kind of like floated through, you know, without really anyone ever correcting his course. Anyway, one day, he tells me this story. One day, his Rebbe's frustrated with him. And he tells him, I just want you to know something. You're the worst kid in the entire class. He had a rough life, this kid, right? Poor kid. His father's worth $100 million. So he said to me, I had learned with him at the time for at least 8 months. He never opened up to me once. He sat and learned and learned. This was, I'm going back many, many years ago. Didn't want to talk. Until finally, this is the first thing he said to me. He said to me, I felt like my Rebbe gave me a jumbo jet airliner and said, fly the plane. I'm the worst kid in the class. What do you want me to do about it? What am I supposed to do? I don't know what to do. Because he didn't have a relationship with his father. His father was too busy making money. He didn't have a relationship with his Rebbe because his Rebbe was like, you know, can't touch this kid. You got to just like, everyone's playing, you know, with baby gloves. He felt like all alone. He said, I didn't know what to do. So the first half of that emotion is the emotion we should feel, which is, okay, how am I going to do this by myself? You just have to have someone to go to. Because it's not flying on autopilot. So let's get a coach. Let's get a person who's going to give us, who has experience, who cares about us, who wants to help us. That's what he's saying. If a child can understand that this is my plane and it's my responsibility, he feels empowered, but at the same time, he's concerned. So if this is my responsibility, what do I do about that? I got to go to someone who's going to help me. The Kama Hishira Torah. So he says, I'm sorry. He feels like he has to listen to Torah Hashem. From his Rebbe, from his father, from someone. Whether it's in things that are mefurash in Torah and halacha, things that you know, he needs his Rebbe to interpret. There's certain times you go to your Rebbe and your Rebbe says, this is what you should do. You say, why? Can you show it to me inside? I can't show it to you. But someone that's a little older, someone that's more experienced, sometimes he just knows what the right thing is. Kama his hero ha-toira lishmoya l'kol ha'ov ha-mechanech. How much the Torah has warned us that we should listen to the voice of our father, of our mechanech, kigoin, shalavicha v'yagetcha, ask your father and he'll tell you, zekeinecha v'yomri lacha, pasuk in Dvarim. Lo yisosur, your person should not stray from whatever the chacham tell you, minu smol. Shema b'ni musar avicha, over and over again. We keep you reminded, don't try to do it on your own. V'hasoyre v'moyre. The Sayyid Meir who gets killed. Ben Sayyid Meir gets killed. L'osu shema aveira. Hamufu reshes batoira. He hasn't done any. What did Ben Sayyid Meir do already? What's the aveira? He's being put to death. For what? L'osu shema aveira mufu reshes batoira shebechsav v'shebaal peh. Nothing in Shulchan Aruch. He did wrong. Show it to me in Shulchan Aruch where he did something wrong. U'mikol mokoyim. And the Torah is so harsh with him. Why? His mother and father said, you want to know what he's doing wrong? He's not listening. He's just not listening. There's nothing wrong yet. but he's not listening. V'chol atzmusoy loynikra al shem Isaf. Zoylul v'soyve. He's not called a glutton. He's not called an excessive drinker. Rak al shem soyrer u'moyre al shem mamre neged aviv u'mechanchoy. What's he called, Ben Tzvi Moreh? He's a person who's wayward. He's not listening. He makes his own decisions. He's got it all figured out. And as of now, no averus. Hasn't done anything wrong. He's going to stick to the rules. But if you're not listening to anybody, you're in bad shape. So bad that he's put to death. It's an interesting thing. There's a very famous question. It says by Yishmael, Vayishma Kol Hanar Ba'asher Husham. Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to the voice of the Nar for where he is there. Yishmael was not Nidun Al Shem Seifai. As opposed to the Ben Tzvi Moreh is. The Ben Tzvi Moreh is punished now, he's killed now. Because we know it's gonna be from him. We know it's gonna come of him. And Yishmael not like that. So why? Yishmael also, the Malachim said, hey, we know what's going to happen with this guy. We know what's going to happen with his family. This is bad stuff. Let's just kill him right now. Yishmael says, no. What's the difference between the Ben Tzvi Moreh and Yishmael? So I heard a pshat once from my cousin, Eli Goldschmidt. He said that the pshat perhaps is as follows. Yishmael, you're right. He's just going in a bad direction. But as long as he's listening, as long as he's still listening, he's searching, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, wait. Yishmael is someone who's listening. Hashem says, wait. A guy that's not listening to anybody, he's tuned out, and he's just doing his thing. What's going to change his trajectory? What's going to change his course? What could possibly happen? Because nothing anyone says is he's not listening to anybody. So he says that's why on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is Shmiyas Kol, Lishmoya Kol Shofar. Why? Because Baruch Hu, we're listening. We're listening. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wait. We're not going to punish him now. Let's wait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for people that listen. Because you never know when he's going to hear that word that he's going to say, wow, Taka. So we have to be listening. V'kol kama sheyuchal. And as much as possible. Yach pil ha'av ha'melamed lehovin ulahaskil es hanar bozeh. Bedas v'seichel. As much as possible, the father and the melamed should review and go over and repeat that this child should understand. Es achoyv shu noisei al atzmoy legadul lechanech ish Yisrael. Every child should understand, it's his life. It's in the end of the day, it's his responsibility. No one else's. A lot of times people think that, you know, whose fault it is that we are where we are right now? Whose problem is it? It's my school's fault. I had a pretty rotten education. It's my siblings' fault. It's my parents' fault. For a person that takes responsibility for himself, so for sure he had difficult situations. But I got to deal with that because this is my life. Can't blame anyone else. This is my life. And it's my responsibility to take whatever I have and do the best with it. To do what? Legadel, lechanech ish Yisrael, that he should develop and to educate himself. Ish Yisrael, Eitz began Hashem be'eden. He should become a tree. Not just a tree. He should become a towering cedar in the Gan Eden of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu ha'av v'hamelameid hu rak ha'moira asher yoreo. He's just a coach. Ech yechanech hu es atzmai. How he will be machanech himself. The kid has to be machanech himself. We all have to educate ourselves. We're just getting tips. Umad Dibra Hashem. Kimai, Mishaba Lishol Shela Binyani Isser Veheter. Someone comes to a Rav and asks him the Shaila. He says, accidentally used a milchik fork and a fleshik pot, and it wasn't a Ben Yaiman, it was a this and a that, and he asks a Shaila from a Rav. Shahadayon, Huraka Moira, Shuyareo Makosher. The Dayan says, okay, so you have to toivel the pot and you could use the fork, just put it away, whatever he tells him. But who's the one who goes and is toivel the pot? Who's the one who goes afterwards and puts the fork away, whatever it is? The person does himself. The Rav just tells you what to do. You got to do it. The person does it in his own house. It's on the balabayas to do it. You call up the Rav says, you know, ask the Rav, am I allowed to eat there? The Rav says, no, you're not allowed to eat there. It's your choice. You're going to eat there, you're not going to eat there. It's up to you. He's not, you know, telling you if you can, or he's not forcing you, he's just telling you what you should do. You got a choice, you're doing it or not. Same thing with chinuch. Every one of us has a choice of what we're doing. It's our choice. So we're empowered with that understanding. Now I have to feel responsible. That's a very big responsibility. It's not like, you know, my Rebbe's going to take care of me, or my parents going to take care of me. No, no one's taking care of you. We're going to try to help you, maybe, but you got to take care of yourself. You got to present this thing for himself. Well, is this a good decision? I don't know if I should be doing this. So what should I do now? I don't know. Well, I got to call someone that knows. And then he feels like he's searching for direction. He's looking for someone to give him advice. The harbe narviach kishenoirehu kein. You gain a lot with that. You're going to gain a lot. If we could create that is the nature of the relationship, we're going to gain a lot. Reish, this first thing is... Reish is kasher yizgadel b'deyazu. First thing is if a person is brought up with this type of opinion. Lo yiras aviv umalamdoi la'aretz umayshal zar. He won't look upon his Rebbe or his father as some sort of foreign dictator. Shuay telim shal boy. Ki achoivu al atzmoi vuba'atzmoi ba'anoich yeshaloi. The boy himself with his own individuality will be a shusai. Shehiktim this gado boy. And with all of his ego, this personality, which is coming out too early, Moishol umachane chesatzmoi. He's got to take care of himself. He has to appreciate it. They're helping him. And they're just making his job easier. That's first of all. The nature of the relationship. Also again, that also the Na'arim that are not so distant from us, have not become enemies, they're just slacking. Avodis HaKodesh, why machmas atzlus, v'esrashlus bilvad, they're just lazy, they're just slackers. Gam ken yis'oiru, v'yischazku, la'avodis avodasa. They'll also get a certain the inspiration and a strength to serve Hashem. Ki gamara imeres k'der debe shutfi lechamima v'lekarira. You have a pot that has partners. It's not going to be too hot, too cold. There's another famous saying: too many cooks spoil the broth. Which means, listen, who's in charge over here? Who's in charge? If it's my father and my mother and my Rebbe and myself a little bit and everything like that, so whoever's going to do it, I'll do it. If you realize there's no one else in charge other than me, I'm the only one in charge. Everyone's going to help me, maybe. I'm looking for, they're going to, you know, be involved. This is my life. This is my destiny. This is where I got to be. I got to decide, am I getting up tomorrow? Am I not getting up? Am I going to Seder? Am I not going to Seder? Am I getting myself into big trouble? Am I not doing that? It's all my, it's up to me. There's only one cook here. There's assistance. So then things get done. You know that old joke about there was a town that always only had exactly 10 people for the minyan, and every day it was like, you know, they were like nervous, they're not going to get a minyan, and they're not going to get it. And then finally one day, 11th year, moved into town, Baruch Hashem, everyone's so happy. Now we know for sure we're going to have a minyan. And the next day there was no minyan, you know, because everyone's like, okay, I don't got to show up today, you know. So it's because you rely on other people. I rely on him, you know. The person realizes there's no one else to rely on. It's no one else's job. It's your job. So then things get done. There's a nature into a person. You got someone else to rely on. Mirashal hu atzmai, so he weakens himself. V'soymech al zulasa, he's going to rely on someone else. V'chein hanar, afim einu misarev. Also the nar, even if he's not someone that's like feeling resistance, even if he's not someone that's like fighting with his Rebbe. Mirashal hu b'chashva, he's like lazy thinking. She'aviv umelamdoi yase ba'adoi es hakol. They'll take care of it. They're going to do everything. When he realizes that it's his life, it's his destiny, and he takes the wheel. Only he's the person who's going to be the madrich. He's the captain of the ship. He's the one that's setting the course, the direction. He'll be stronger about it. He'll be firmer about it. Because he realizes this is his life. And sometimes we don't even think in those terms. We don't think in those... The person doesn't think about that, so he's not committed to anything. There was one time a boy, I was talking to him, I said to him, tell me something. Do you want to be in yeshiva? He said to me, honestly, I never even thought about that question. I said, don't you think you should think about it? I said, no, because I know I'm going to be in yeshiva anyway, because my parents kill me if I go to yeshiva. I leave yeshiva, I got no chance. So, it's not my decision. So he said to me, it's not my decision. It's my parents' decision. So, I'm here. He's never going to exert himself in yeshiva, because it's not his life. It's not my life, it's my parents' life. I just got to make sure to, like, you know, duck below the swings, you know what I mean? As long as, my father doesn't, like, slug me or something, I'm going to be okay. He never made these decisions. He doesn't feel responsible. It's not my decision. It's not my responsibility. I'm supposed to get up in the morning. Why? I never decided I want to be here in the first place. I'm supposed to learn. Why should I do that? Who said I want to do this? But a person realizes this is your life. This is your life. It's your decision. In the end of the day, it's your decision. You have to feel that you really have that power. And when you do, so if you're smart, you're not going to make all these decisions on your own. Because, you know, we're a little young to make life-altering decisions. But we're going to try to find the way that we should be in control of our destiny, find the right people to give us the right advice of how to deal. Person I know who just inherited over $500 million. I know a lot of rich people. Over $500 million. That's a lot of money. Yeah. Now what does he do? He's not 20 years old, but at the same time, he got an entire team of financial advisors to tell him what should he do with his money. He doesn't know what to do with that money. So he has an entire financial team to give him some advice. Every single one of us has something much more precious. Poor guy, he's got $500 million to worry about. Poor guy. Trust me, he's not enjoying it. We have something much more precious, which is our neshama. And we don't really know what to do with it. We think we do, a little bit we do, we kind of do, but we should be getting a team of advisors. People that we see have success rate. They're doing it. They've made it. And hopefully with their help, every one of us is going to get to where we have to get to. Be'ez Hashem, Leonardo, we'll continue next week.